So this is process number two, making room for what's here. So what I'd like you to do as the first part of this is to take a moment to check in with yourself as far as what you're wanting for yourself around these issues. For example, you'd like to lose weight, to be healthier, to not worry about looking like the cultural ideal. So you can take a moment now to pause this audio and jot down what you're wanting for yourself around these issues. What I'd like you to do now is to consider what is the one behavior that would most move you forward toward what you're wanting in relation to these issues. You may have a number of behaviors that seem equally important or similarly important, and in that case you can just be arbitrary and pick one of those. They're all threads from the same tapestry of your food, weight, and body image issues. I'm going to give you a few examples of responses from the live class. Student A, I need to pause and sense what I'm really hungry for. Student B, I need to plan my meals every week. Student C, I need to pay attention to my stress indicators. So now you can take a moment to pause this audio and jot that down, the one behavior that would most move you toward your goal. So the third thing I'd like you to jot down is this. What is it that you do instead of that behavior? And here are a few more examples based on the last ones. Student A, I need to pause and sense what I'm really hungry for. Instead, I don't pause. Student B, I need to plan my meals every day. Instead, I wing it because I want to stay flexible for opportunities that arise. Student C, I need to pay attention to my stress indicators. Instead, I zone out. So now I'd like you to take a moment to pause this audio and jot this down. What you do instead of the behavior that would move you forward. So what I'd like you to do now is take a little time to notice that there is something in you that has a firm intention, for example, to zone out as soon as it notices that stress has popped up, or that has a firm intention to wing it so it can stay flexible and open to opportunities, or there is something in you that has a firm intention to eat what it wants to eat when it wants to eat it. And so you can just take a moment to notice that there is something in you that's not on board, that's not with the program, that has a firm intention to fill in the blank. And I'd like you to conclude this part of the process by reframing your situation a little bit, like this. There's a wanting to blank, and there's something in me that wants to do fill in the blank instead. And both of these are here. So an example. There's a wanting to plan healthy meals, and there's something in me that wants to wing it instead. And both of these are here. And now you can take a moment to pause the audio and jot that down. There's a wanting to fill in the blank, and there's something in me that wants to do fill in the blank instead, and both of these are here. So now that you're finished with your writing, you should continue by clicking the audio link beneath this one, and we'll go into our guided focusing session.